I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sometimes, when you're writing a poem, you're fully present to your surroundings. You watch and listen deeply. You attempt to absorb the very energy of the place where you sit, and you labor to carry that energy into words. But there are other times when where you are is the farthest place from your mind, times when you've gone inward, and your energy is directed at bringing an imagined place or a psychic state into words. Once, a decade ago, when I was working on the poems in Life on Mars, I sat on my couch, caught up in an idea, and tapping out words, images, and ideas on my laptop keyboard. I was on to something, and if I was lucky, that something would give way to a poem, maybe even a good poem. But there was a problem. My neighbor's kids were home, thumping around in the apartment overhead. Their joy, or was it fury, infected my thoughts, distracting me from the path I'd sought to follow. Their racket made me feel almost as if I were being pelted by tiny, sharp pebbles. I was irked. I was outright angry. I had lost my poem for good, and I had lost a whole valuable afternoon in the process. And then, sitting there, stewing in my rage, the kids' commotion got me started on something else, another poem, maybe even a better poem. And instead of seeking to block out their voices, their thumping footsteps, the clamor of toys or metal tools being scattered overhead, I let it all in. It led me to a poem called The Universe as Primal Scream, which is only partly about the neighbor children. Mostly, it's a poem about grief and wanting to know where we go when we die and wanting to have an honest confrontation with God or whatever it is that waits to reclaim us when we leave this life. I should really thank those kids who are teenagers now. Sadie, Declan, thank you. May your future neighbors and their children be as generous with you. Today's poem is Writing a Poem by Shirley Giak Lin Lim, and it sends me back to that fortuitous encounter with an unignorable distraction. In this poem, it is the distraction of a repetitive, frustrating sound that jostles the speaker's thoughts out of the day-to-day and into a confrontation with big-picture questions of time, history, and existence itself. Writing a Poem by Shirley Giak Lin Lim. The air is buzzing. Someone nearby is operating a giant machine. He's scrubbing a just-sold building with a high-powered hose. None of us are listening, although we are each hopeless before this diz, diz, diz. If it was a monstrous radiated beetle, we couldn't be more helpless. It's eating up the hours as if they were the sweet nectar of day, which they are. It is impossible to think or write. Its buzz takes away feelings, takes over ears, is drilling a hole in a loose tooth as you sit in history's dental chair, frantic and still, the drill hammering the gums until only spit oozes, dribbles, spills over, fills cavities you didn't know you had. Only the drill lives in your head. Only the dull, sharp diz, diz, diz. This is how the poem ends. Diz, diz. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.